How do I feel when my website and applications come under attack? Thanks to Neustar Security, I feel confident.
Their full ultra-secure suite of always-on cloud security services enables me to be confident that our website will always be available to our customers whenever they need it.
Neustar Security does more than ensure my company's online presence is ultra-secure. It ensures my peace of mind. Neustar Security, always on, ultra-secure.
Welcome to Don Diva Credit Repair, your financial services and credit repair, wealth and asset management services blog talk radio show. Brought to you by the Credit Repair Gurus from DonDivaCreditRepair.com, bringing you the money matters financial tips, tricks, and more to find your financial confidence. Start by repairing your credit and get a handle on credit repair. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, download the podcast. We're going to start our evening out on financial readiness and what type of things that you need to have for healthy finances and financial well-being programs that we offer. And when you think about financial fitness, financial readiness, you think about all the things that go into healthy mindset, abundance mindset, and part of that is not just wealth. Part of that is surviving life in financial ups and downs. Now, life does throw things at us, and there's a package that's offered through our sister company, Don Diva Coaching, but it overlaps into Don Diva Credit Repair. And this is part of what we offer as well, in case you're needing a well-being class on financial services and how to support yourself to have better success, wealth, abundance, with a big mindset and shifts and new habits and habit change in your financials. And part of that is financial well-being. And the reason why I say we have to think about financial well-being, when your finances are in the toilet or you're feeling some type of way about money being funny or looking kind of not good, and you're at the point that either you're tearing your hair out, you're stressed out, you're not eating right, or you're not sleeping right, but all that goes into the factors of health and wellness and being able to have that abundance mindset that I am going to pull myself out of the financial lurch, or I am going to be financially okay, or I can be financially confident and I am going to get out of my situation. A lot of times divorce is a main factor for that. We have a thing where we coincide with the aftermath of domestic violence, freedom to love and reclaim your life and loving your life again. And those are classes that we also offer with our sister company, which is Don Diva Coaching and IMCC. Part of that is a lot of times you got to find your confidence again after domestic violence or dealing with a offboarding situation that may not be domestic violence based, but it has given you some sort of type of PTSD from dealing with financial troubles, from dealing with a bad relationship. It might not be all the way classified as domestic violence, but it might be, you know, toxic relationships can take you down and up through it. So therefore, we're giving you like some master classes on surviving all of that and the aftermath of it, and then being able to understand that, yes, I have issues with money, and probably, yes, I have bad spending habits. If you can finally admit you have a problem, it's kind of like a 12-step program, right? Except for out the beer. Oh, my beer. Instead of hold my beer, you're actually at the point of writing down what's wrong. So you've already came to the conclusion, yes, I have issues with money and probably bad spending habits. Some of us have at some point in time in our life before we have a rainy day and we don't have money. Then we're like, oh, and you do that big old scream, don't have money. And then you scream again. So by the time that bill or whatever it does wallops you a good one and you're just sitting up there, you're like, Adrian, and you're just screaming. And I mean, you're just at that point, like, help me. And you finally just fall out and you're thinking to yourself, okay, maybe I should have not spent that money for this, this, and this. Maybe I should have spent it over here. And, you know, we all have that sheepish look on our face when people are like, you shouldn't have spent your money here and here and here. And you'd be like, oh, God. So with that, you have to think to yourself, okay, say to yourself, am I not good at budgeting or financial planning? Does this affect my home finances and keeps me from having healthy finances? Do I need to get help to budget and understand what it takes to have an abundance mindset? Do I know if I get the basics right, I'll grow as a person? Think about those things and ask yourself. Really, really sit down and have that moment and have that come to Jesus before the credit bureaus and the collectors come calling your phone and you're just like, ah! You know, and then by that time, you know, it's a weak scream. But by the time you're ready for your funeral and you're sitting up there thinking to yourself, oh my God, help. And you're really at the point of tapping out because you're just like, oh. I don't think I could do this right here. So start writing down what's going on. So while you're writing all this out, you're starting to think, okay, yeah, okay, I did this. I did this at this time. And start ironing out where your money's going. Pinpoint all these things. Then you say to yourself, do I want to invest in myself to save me time and get the best results? And say to yourself, I am hungry for abundance and success now. In that, you're saying to yourself, I am going to be financially abundant. I am going to be wealthy, or at least I am going to be financially comfortable if I can't ever be wealthy. But I am going to be comfortable and being able to know that my money matters and I'm going to make it stretch. Because most of us are in the same boat. Our money be looking funny and we don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. You at least want to have 2 to 3 times of what you make saved up for that rainy day just in case you get walloped. And with that, COVID-19 has taught a lot of us a couple of things. One, to be prepared. Two, to have a strategic plan. Three, to always have a backup of what we need to do if there's ever an emergency. And those are part of the things with the Financial Well-Being Program. And this gives you 4 coaching sessions, and they're 90 minutes each, or we can break it up into 8 and do those in half that time. So therefore, you get a financial review, business review if you're a business person, business or want to start a business, and understanding a SWOT analysis of your strengths, your weaknesses, you know, the opportunities and the time frame that you have to do this. Then on top of that, we do financial goal setting and planning, an assessment of current job or dream job, or if you're at your job, how to go and move yourself up, or if you're financially being set back and getting a higher position because it requires credit, we'll work on your credit. Then understanding you and your family financial needs and principles of success, time management, and risk management. What risks are you putting on in your family? Like, literally, ask yourself, what risk am I putting my family in if I'm doing something? Are you gambling? Are you spending money on things you don't need to? Are you spendthrifting? Are you shopping like you're not supposed to? You have to go and address these things and say, I am not going to shop unnecessarily, or I am not going to buy this because I feel bad. You're going to want to get to the point that you have a moment of understanding and you have a moment of clarity with yourself, and you have a moment to really get the principles of success and financial readiness and confidence. Then from there, you're going to, again, like I said, SWOT analysis, whether you're a civilian or business, or if you're in a level of corporate, understanding where you need to take things and get things ironed out and figure out what you need to be doing. And we give you those financial game plans. That's why we do the Money Matters blog and we do the Money Matters podcast. And this for this reason, for you to understand exactly what it is we do. Then on top of that, building an abundance mindset. part of that is having the affirmations, and I'm big on affirmations, especially I am affirmations. When you say I am, you think to yourself, I'm going to shed some light on what I'm going to do for myself. I am going to grow. I am going to be financially okay. I am going to be financially stable. I am going to move past whatever financial obstacles I have and still have, I am going to get past this. It's basically, I am going to each one, reach one, teach one, and I am going to be successful at it. So you just have to get up, get out, and do something. It's kind of like our sister company, Team World Online. Well, it's teamworld.online when you go to the website. But you want to be able to have this motivated destination, motivation, mindset, and money matters, and a cash rules everything around me. But you want to make sure that it's not driving you nuts to the point that you're not doing what you're supposed to do and you get in this rut of never getting anywhere. So those questions of asking yourself, you know, I know if I get the basics right, I'll grow as a person and I'll also grow financially. Those are part of abundance mindset. Then from there, we also do the financial well-being guides, and that's the things that are on the Don Diva Credit Repair site you can get. And then also when you go and do and book our financial well-being class, you actually get that booklet for free. Then balancing health and wellness and wealth as well, and happiness. And remember, money doesn't make you happy, but having enough of it makes you content. But the thing is, you need to find contentness outside of making money, but you have to remember, having some money does matter. Having some savings does matter. Saving up for a rainy day does matter. Then you want to also think of balancing values, consistency, care, and the challenge, and building motivation and commitment to that, and commitment to your habits. So if you have the habit of shopping frivolously, stop. If you happen to get to the point that you might be shopping too much, then cut back. Or you start looking at different things that you should be doing, whittling it down. Or if your family's doing it, start looking at different things and be like, okay, you don't have to over micromanage your finances, because then you start making people unhappy in the household. Figure out what y'all like to do collectively as a household and say to yourself, okay, you know what? Okay, you got a husband. Okay, what do you like, babe? You got a wife. What do you like, babe? Whittle down the things you want versus needs. Get the needs done first and then go to the wants. Same thing with the kids. Okay, if Timmy, turn up and say, Mom, Dad, I want the new iPhone. Okay, if you ain't got the new iPhone money, then don't spend it. You have to go and stay steadfast and consistent, but tell Timmy and Tammy, turn up, just sit out. I don't have the money. But at the same token, say, Dear Timmy, Tammy, and Turnip, guess what? You can't get blood from a turnip, and I think you should sit down. Because at this point in time, Mommy and Daddy don't have the money right now. Those are things of being consistent and teaching your kids. I don't have the money. I can't please you right now. But right now, I can give you this alternative. I'll do this, this, and this. Maybe I'll give you a couple of dollars for your allowance. Let's save up for a while until we can get to getting your iPhone. And by that time, they saved up the money. Maybe they have a little bit of the portion for the down payment for it. Think about those different things and alternatives so your kids won't be like financially stifled while you're going through the whole change of getting things on board and getting all the family members on board. Those are different tips and tricks that we're going to be putting on the blog, because thinking of this as a parent myself, I know what it's like. And when you have a kid, you want to get everything in the world for your kid and you want to spoil them. You're like, oh, Timmy, turn up. Not happening. Because I've got to get my finances under control. And a lot of times it's embarrassing for a parent to say, okay, look, we're broke. We ain't got it. Timmy and Tammy, turn up. Not happening. But you have to get to that point that you do tell your kids the truth and within reason say, hey, but here's the alternative. Here's what we're going to do. And you can work that out in your budgeting. And that's part of the reason why we do the financial well-being classes and everything else. Then you have to think the motivation and commitment to do so, addressing the procrastination in doing so. Everybody and their mama knows that we don't ever want to tell nobody we got money looking funny, honey. So at that point, you have to be able to tell each other, look, okay, our money's looking funny. We got holes in our wallet the size of a Goodyear blimp. We don't need to be doing this. We don't need to be spending money, so let's write down our budget. Then write down tips to achieving more money. What can you do in odd jobs or different things? You know, both of y'all, whether it's husband and wife or the kids, if they want to make some money, have them go mow a lawn or two. You know? Come on, Damien, Jeremy, turn up, get off the couch. Put your iPad and iPhone down. So after that, you're going to think of being exceptional role models to your kids, because if you show your kids your spendthrifts, what are they going to learn from you? They're going to learn that money grows on trees, and it doesn't. And then you're going to be like, ah! It's going to be, what a world, I'm melting. And then you're going to be playing taps. And then the kids are going to be in your face, well, Betty, Barry, I want my iPhone. And then you're going to be ready to Mortal Kombat finish them.
Finish him.
And at that point in time, you don't want to put your hands on your kids because you know it's abuse. Don't do it. At that point, you need to get to a point of understanding importance of gratitude. And you have to show the kids that money matters and y'all have to be financially responsible right along with the rest of us in this household. So making it a team effort, I am going to be a financially responsible household and I am going to make these kids financially responsible and understanding that we are not going to mess up our money, honey. And Timmy and Tammy Turnip are not going to drive Mommy and Daddy to drinking. Because it happens to the best of us as parents, and our kids will drive us the freak nuts. I know this. I'm a parent. I have a teenager, and I love her to pieces. Love you, darling. But at the same token, but as a CEO and a mother, I also want parents to understand we all get it. It happens to the best of us. And when we have husbands, it happens to the best of us because sometimes our husbands spend money that they shouldn't. And we have to pull our hair out and scream. And at that point in time, then you're just like, okay, you know what? Honey, let's sit down. Let's talk about finances. Think about all those different things and finding an abundance mindset for everybody in the household. And everybody's on board. At the same time, everybody do it with us. Financial understanding. For together. All for one. One for all. So with that, you'll do problem solving, and then from there, reviewing goals and achievements, importance of celebrating successes in the household. So have a chart out there in the household for everybody to meet the financial goals for the month, then take everybody out to dinner, or take them on a vacation after you guys have met them goals for 6 months. Those are things that you get everybody on board without trying to kill each other in the house. So in that, the difference it will make to you is that it will build success in your life, and I'll go over the pointers and the key factors that it builds success. That will be better financial planning, better budgeting, better career planning, vision for the future with goal setting, better planning for investment, personal and business resources are freed up for you to be able to do something. Then on top of that, investing in you and your career or business or making a bigger impact in your household or outside your household, especially if you're a career person and you're trying to expand your businesses or if you're a serial entrepreneur like myself. You're going to want to get your finances in order and so that your house is not out of order and you want to scale your businesses and get them growing and you want to have that abundance mindset in that mindset with your household inward, outward, work your way in and then outward and work your way up. So as you're elevating and motivating everybody in the household, they'll be on task. So when you get this outside your home, when you're a business person and you're a serial entrepreneur, a mompreneur or a papapreneur, I'll say it the right way, poppreneur. Yeah, there we go. We've got it. Then Pop and Mama can spread the wealth and the money and things like that. And the kids learn from you. They lead by example, right? So if you each one, teach one, reach one, your little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You're going to shed some light on your finances. Then your finances will be fine from the inside out. So then you think about identifying strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats. That's your SWOT analysis, okay? Then you're going to also think also time, because you can switch those out, because sometimes you may not have a threat. You might have a time factor, but that can be construed as a bit of a threat to your growth. So, you know, you can kind of work it out a little bit and figure out what works best for you. Understanding time management, understanding risk management, and mitigating risks before they happen in your household. That is part of all of that, because if you don't think about the financial risk, and sometimes your risk is yourself, it might be your spouse, it might be your kids, Timmy and Tammy Turnip asking for something every 5 minutes, and you ain't got the money, honey. So you think about all these different things. I laugh about it because I'm a mother and I've been there. Timmy Tammy Turnip, you're like, look, man, can't get blood from a turnip, and I'm not about to do it. Sit down. So you think about all these different things, and then you say to yourself that you have to get essential skills in financial planning, and then learn, grow towards a focused success mindset and abundance mindset, and an I am mindset, that we're all going to be focused and abundantly minded in our financial confidence. And when you say all that kind of stuff and you keep repeating it over time, guess what? Everybody in the household is on board, and you don't have to sit there and scream and holler at them every month about finances and budget, because you'll have already indoctrinated them to that, in that pattern of abundance mindset, I am behavior. So then you're thinking improved financial knowledge and wealth, abundance mindset for success, understanding values, consistency, care, building motivation, passion, and commitment to strive to build up each one, reach one, teach one, and building more growth and success in that. And then building up your children from the inside of your house to, when they go external, they don't think money grows on trees, and they're not feeling entitled to go and always do things the easy way or the fast way. They understand it takes hard work, and it takes going into patterns and abundance mindset, motivation, destination, motivation, and growing from a mini light to a big light, and seeing, I think the light, I'm going to be financially fine once I grow up and get out of mommy and daddy's house and I have my own stuff, and you realize money don't grow on trees. You kind of want to shake the shade tree, but you're like, oh, wait a minute. It's not shady, it's just telling the truth. I'm a mother and I know it. So with that, you want to think about this. Being a mother is a blessing. Trust me, it is a blessing. But also being a businesswoman is also a blessing as well. And I also teach my child this, because when she leaves my house, I have to remember that everything I teach her now and what she watches me do, she's going to do outside the house. And that's the reason why I am letting you guys know about financial well-being and things like that. And I want to make sure this podcast is also a teachable moment, but it's also a reachable moment, and we all have good laughs. And you guys can understand, even as parents or non-parents or those in business, that this all goes hand in hand. And you have to think about this. If you're a parent and you're also a business person, you know that money be looking funny, honey. Until your business grows, and then you can finally see the money working for itself. And you know it takes money to make money. So in that, you make sure your resources are correct and right and allocated as such. So with that, you're also talking about challenges keeping you on the right path, and then 10 things you should do to better work into your lifestyle and your habit change. And with that, you're identifying problems quicker and solving them, and then reviewing goals for success, and then advertising and celebrating your successes and spreading the word to other people. So that is the reason for the Money Matters Financial Confidence podcast, and also for the blog. So this blog talk radio session was wonderful. I enjoyed you all, and I'm hoping you guys come to more sessions and definitely learn something. Each one, teach one, reach one, and no surrender to financial non-confidence or incompetence. Make sure you get to those financial well-being classes and book with us, or book with DonDivaCoaching.com for your small business, and that's included in there. And I would love to see you back the next time. Tune in the next session.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites, and Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.